Kilayim Perek Beis Mishnah Zayin. Again, talking about planting multiple crops in one field, but in a mutter way that's not going to be kilayim. Haya rosh tar chitim nichnas betoch shel sa'orim. If a rosh tar of wheat extended into a barley field. Now, a rosh tar is a kind of interesting phrase. Usually, the mefarshim suggest that it's sort of a triangular-shaped corner. So you have the point of a triangle extending to and not quite touching a barley field, which is in the usual square plan. And mutter, you're allowed to do this. Meshehu nira kisof sadehu, because it looks like it's the end of his field. That is to say, it's clear that he's not planting kilayim and that these are two entirely different plantings, the triangular one and the square one next to them. Now, another case, shalochitim, if his field has wheat in it, v'shal chavero min acher, and his neighbor's field has something else in it, a different min of grain, mutar lismoch lo me'oso hamin. He can plant the same min that his neighbor has planted on the end of his field that touches his neighbor's field, because it will look like an extension of his neighbor's field. That way, if he's got wheat and his neighbor has barley, he can plant some barley on the border of his field next to the neighbor, and nobody will suspect him of growing kilayim. Shalochitim mishal chaverochitim. Let's say both he and his neighbor both have planted wheat. Mutar lismoch lo telem shel pishton. He can put a furrow of flax close to it between the end of his wheat field and the beginning of his neighbor's wheat field. People did not ordinarily plant flax next to wheat. Flax is not good for planting next to wheat. But sometimes, as in this Mishnah, people plant flax to test if his field is good for growing flax. Flax needed certain conditions to grow it, and so he's testing it to see if flax will grow. The observer might not understand why he planted flax, but nobody plants just one row of flax, and so they'll kind of let it go, and nobody will suspect him of kilayim. But the lo telem shel min acher, but he cannot plant one single furrow of a different min in between, because then people will assume that there's kilayim going on, if, for example, it's barley or something. On the other hand, Rabbi Shimon Omer, Echad zera pishton ve'echad kol haminim. Whether you are planting one furrow of flax or one furrow of anything else that you are planting, Rabbi Shimon is being mekil, and he's saying that you can test for whatever you wanted to grow there, and people will not assume that it's kilayim. Rabbi Yossi Omer, af be'emso sadehu mutter livdok betelem shel pishton. Rabbi Yossi says, if you want to do this pishton test to see if flax will grow in your field, you can even do it in the center of your field, because one furrow is not suspicious looking. Everybody will understand that he's testing the field. However, the halacha is like the Tanakama, that A, we are only allowed to test with flax, and B, we are supposed to do the testing outside the other crop at the edge of the field. Kilayim Perek Beis Mishnah Ches continues to talk about strips of different types of minim that you can or can't plant in your field for fear of it looking like kilayim to outside observers. Ein sonchim l'stei tevuah chardol v'charia. You are not permitted to grow mustard or safflower close to a field of grain. Mustard and safflower damage grain, and if people see mustard or safflower near a grain crop, they're going to assume that the same farmer who planted the grain is also planting the mustard, because if it was next to his neighbor's grain, the neighbors would never allow such a thing. Therefore, people suspect him of illegally having kilayim in the field, so you shouldn't grow it close. You have to have some empty space in between. But you can grow mustard or safflower close to a field of greens, because they don't damage greens and vegetables. And as a result, people might assume that the greens belong to the neighbor and the mustard and safflower belong to him, not that he is growing kilayim. So again, the suspicion of kilayim is an important thing, derabanan, in terms of what you're allowed to grow next to each other. You can grow a diverse kind of different crops close to a boor, a barren spot, v'lanir, plowed terrain, v'lagafa, to a stone wall, v'laderech, to a road, v'lagader, shehu gavoa, asara tvachim, to a wall that is at least 10 tefachim high, v'lacharetz shahu amok asara, or to a ditch which is 10 tefachim deep, v'rochav arba'a, and 4 tefachim wide, v'la ilan, or you can grow different types next to a tree, shahu meseich al ha'aretz, which is covering the ground, v'lasela shahu gavoa asara v'rochav arba'a, or to a rock that is 10 tefach high and 4 tefachim wide. All of these situations are considered separations between different types of items that you planted in the field. So you can plant different species on each side of the interruption. The barren spot and the near the plowed terrain are both completely unplanted areas. The stone wall and the road split the field in two, so you can put on either side different types of tefuah that you're doing. The derech in this case, even a private road, a rishus hayachid, which is narrower than rishus harabim. A wall that's 10 tefachim also splits the field. And a ditch 10 tefachim deep and 4 tefachim wide is also considered a separation in the middle of the field to separate into two fields. The tree in this case were the branches of a tree that reach to within 3 tefachim of the ground, and therefore they count as a wall, so it's a very low-lying branches.